It's the Fraser Coast Hit 101.9, Mac and Lockie with you, and as we like to do on a Thursday, it's time to catch up with Woz. G'day, mate.
G'day, Macca.
Now, this week, we're talking about Venom. Tom Hardy stars as Venom in the new comic book movie about the anti-hero. Now, is the movie just another superhero film, mate?
I think Sony Pictures are trying desperately to copy what Marvel Studios have done so successfully with their universe building, so I'm pretty sure that Sony are hoping audiences just see this as another superhero flick, because they're trying to sneak it in there, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, Venom's really a villain, or at the very least, they should say, an anti-hero. They're trying to wrap him up as a superhero, because in this version, Venom uses his newfound powers as like this joining of a symbiote into the body of Tom Hardy's character to protect the world instead of try to destroy the world. So it's Venom turned on its head, but it kind of works. We've heard critics, Macca, talking about superhero fatigue for quite a while, and yet Marvel keeps smashing them out of the ballpark with each new release. But I think there's room for all of these characters to exist. It's just a shame that the studios like Fox and Disney and Marvel Studios can't all sort of work together to allow more crossovers with these characters.
Yeah, Venom was originally like designed as Spider-Man's enemy, is that right?
Yeah, that's right, but Spidey doesn't appear in the film. Actually, he's noticeably missing from the film because Venom's one of the most popular villains in the history of Marvel Comics.
Uh-huh.
And you're right, he's Spider-Man's villain. So with Disney's current use of Spider-Man in the Marvel Studios cinematic universe, it means the two characters can't share the screen together, which is really frustrating for audiences, because Venom's character, the Tom Hardy character of Eddie Brock, kind of needs that Peter Parker character to balance him out, because the story is way more gloomy without that lighter character of Spidey in there.
Hey, mate, are there any end credit scenes that we need to stick around for?
Of course, Macca. This is a Marvel film, after all. Well, sort of a Marvel film. But yes, there's a mid-credits scene that points towards a Venom sequel, while right at the very end of the credits, there's an extended scene from the new animated Spider-Man film. It's about the Spideyverse, and it's set for release in December. So I guess you could say Spider-Man's kind of in the film. It's a great sequence from the new movie, the upcoming film, so stick around for that.
Sounds fun. There's some ones out there for the kids at the moment. You went and saw one the other day with your kids.
Yeah, we went and saw Smallfoot.
Now, do you recommend that? What are your thoughts?
Yeah, it's a great kids film, perfect for the holidays, but if you've got little ones still at home, I think it works really well. Probably not as good as Paw Patrol, which I think you've given a huge thumbs up to, is that right?
Just because of its runtime. The 60-minute runtime works well for mums and dads, I think.
Perfect, perfect.
Absolutely. Yeah. Mate, getting into the weekly box office wrap-up, what do we got?
Sure. At number five is the spy comedy Johnny English Strikes Again. The intriguing thriller Bad Times at the El Royale. Have you seen that yet?
I have seen the trailer to it. It's a very interesting film.
It is. It's a bit crazy. Yeah, yeah. You'll have to check it out. I'd love to talk to you about it one time. It's newer at number four. At number three is the animated comedy Smallfoot that we just spoke about. First Man, about the moon landing, is new at number two. And our movie pick of the week is the number one spot this week. It's Venom.
What else have we got at the cinemas, mate?
In cinemas today is the Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga team-up movie, A Star Is Born. And next week, just in time for trick-or-treating after decades of disappointing sequels, Halloween is back on the big screen, along with Jamie Lee Curtis. She's back as well.
Right, this is the Michael Myers guy.
That's right, yeah. Michael Myers is back. And, well, you know, they're saying that there has been decades of disappointing sequels, but this one's set to reset the whole Halloween franchise.
Right. So you think they're going to be able to do it?
Probably not.
Great chatting with you, Woz. We'll catch up soon.
All right, Macca. That's your hit flicks for this week.